Well, this is like, since you are from France, I have to pick something just for you. And this is Yvette Mimieux, I thought was a French actress from 50 years ago or so. And she's reading from Baudelaire, your compatriot, Flowers of Evil. And however, it's unusual because this recording was made in the 60s when recording companies were very open to improvisations, especially if they involve celebrities. And they offered her the chance to read Baudelaire's Flowers of Evil with accompanied by Ali Akbar Khan on sitar, sarod, or whatever, these Indian instruments. So you have this cross-pollination of Indian background music with French, you know, poetic narrative by this kind of sexy-voiced, you know, actress, Yvette Mimieux, whom maybe she's been forgotten now, but, you know, there she is in all her loveliness, captured at the prime of her career, reading Flowers of Evil, which, of course, was influenced by Edgar Allan Poe, an American. So Baudelaire read Poe and said, wow, this is the greatest. And then he penned Flowers of Evil. So you have this tricontinental pollination between India, France, and America. And hence you have this recording.
And poetry, yeah.
Yeah, and poetry. And it's pretty good poetry. I mean, I think if you write a poetry which is dark, it lasts forever because the human condition doesn't seem to improve that much.
And so the record label is Connoisseur Society.
Yeah, Connoisseur Society. They were a small, they lived up to their name. I mean, who but a connoisseur would, you know, commission and produce a recording like this? And this is why I prefer vinyl albums so much more to CDs and iPod downloads and all this, because look how beautiful you get these full liner notes. You know, you get I mean, you just get so much, and plus you get a gorgeous cover that's, you know, 12 inches square. You get a very high definition, beautiful. She looks kind of sad in that photo slightly. You know, you don't know how she looks in a poetic mood. I mean, they captured, you know, they captured something very kind of ephemeral, or, you know, beauty is always evanescent, is always ephemeral. That's part of why it's beautiful. And then there you have the master import from India. And it's only, he's only on this recording because of the 60s. The 60s made everyone, many people in America at least, turn towards the East for cultural inspiration from India and China, you know, the I Ching, and then Ravi Shankar almost became a superstar then. And he wasn't as famous, you know, Ali Akbar Khan, but, you know, he started a college. He moved to Marin County where all the rock stars retired to in the 60s, and he's got a college of music there. So, this is like...
You think she lived here?
For a while, at least, Yvette Mimieux. I mean, yeah, she lived... Well, she was trying to make it as a Hollywood star, I think, for a while, until she got sick of it.
Well, I guess because she looks all green, right?
Green? In this light, she does. Maybe this isn't, like, you know, perfect lighting.
It's like she was, she got all shocked by the Hollywood industry, maybe.
I think anyone would be shocked. I don't think anyone could survive Hollywood. I mean, Luis Buñuel came to Hollywood and he had to leave, and I don't know, Fritz Lang came here, he had to leave. He did a little better than Buñuel. Buñuel went to Mexico City, and then Buñuel is my favorite filmmaker, but he went to Mexico City and made some pretty great films there, but not in Hollywood. He tried. Hollywood is just bad. Look! See, that's such a 60s photo right there. Almost in the lotus position. Yvette Mimieux in the lotus position, you know, flanked by the Indian, you know. This is I don't know where this is. Oh, this is shot in the recording studio. It's probably some huge studio.
It's a chair. It looks like a chair, see?
Yeah, it does. Maybe they... Yeah, it does. Maybe it was. So... Yeah.
Can you read that for me?
Hmm. France is passing through a period of vulgarity. Paris, a center radiating stupidity in every direction. Despite Molière and Béranger, no one would ever have supposed that France would take to the road of progress. At such a rate, matters of art, terre incognite, unknown lands, great men are stupid. My book may have done some good. I do not regret that. It may have done harm. Neither do I rejoice at that. The aim of poetry. This book is not made for my women, my daughter's women. Oh, yeah, he had a black mistress named Jean Duval. Or my sister's. Every sin, every crime I have related has been imputed to me. Hatred and contempt as forms of amusement. I don't know how good this translation is. Elegists are vulgar scum, i.e. those who celebrate society. Et verbum caro tacitum est. Something to do with, like, I don't quite understand, like, words and being taciturn. The poet is of no party. I assume he means political party. Otherwise, he would be a mere mortal. That's pretty good. The devil, original sin. Man is good. If you would, you could be the tyrant's favorite. It is more difficult to love God than to believe in him. On the other hand, it is harder nowadays for people to believe in the devil than to love him. Everyone smells him and no one believes in him. Sublime subtlety of the devil. A soul to my liking, the scene, thus novelty, the epigraph, de Aureville. That's Barbé de Aureville. He wrote some fantastic short stories I read. The Renaissance, Gerard de Nerval. That's from early 1800s. He hung himself. We are all hanged, or should be. I've included a certain amount of filth to please the gentlemen of the press, and they have proved ungrateful.
And that was Baudelaire from...
Yeah, I think the preface to Flowers of Evil. Yes, I hope people don't forget Baudelaire.
That's a redraft of a preface by Charles Baudelaire.
Right.
Mm. I like the beginning.
Yeah, right. And so anyway, this is back... I think this is... sort of almost the apex, the flowering of American, what you now call pop culture, took place in the 60s. I mean, that was the space age, that was the days when there was still hope, as opposed to now. And, you know, we thought we'd all be traveling in the outer space and voyaging in these rocket ships. And we also were discovering, I guess, the last undiscovered continents. I mean, when I say we, I mean Americans were, I think maybe French people have been more international all along, I'm not sure. But this is when everybody was consciously making an effort to, like, investigate music from, you know, other parts of the world. I mean, there was a lot of ethnographic recordings that were issued in the 60s, and maybe they're still being recorded, but that was definitely a peak. And this label, I doubt if it could survive today, but maybe it could. Connoisseur Society. It's just that now there's so much information overload, I don't know how easy it is to find out about. Or maybe it is easy. You know, I mean, well, there are people who are searching for overlooked recordings like this one. You know, and I just love having the physical object, though. I mean, you know, as opposed to just an MP3 download on the internet. There's just something about this and this photo of Baudelaire. It's just a much more integrated, compact experience. And it's in an object that takes up a little bit of space, but it takes you into a whole world.
Yeah, global experience also.
Yeah, it is a truly global experience that we just by chance just happened upon. It was just like sitting on the top of a pile of records. And she's from France, and so it's like perfect. It's cosmic.
You picked a French record.
Yeah, Yvette Mimieux is from France. You know, she tried to make it as a big star here for a while and went back.
Is it all in English?
Of course. This is an American recording. But see, that's when they took some care, and they didn't just put out a record. They put out, it's like a double, gatefold, whatever you call it. It's like a book, a booklet, and a recording. You know, and you know, the Connoisseur Society. Look at this sound. This is your model almost, sound in the service of music. Because in a way, I think if you're like collecting sound, in a weird way, you're trying to be a musician on some level. You're trying to, you know, what is music? Music is kind of organized, sequential, linear sound, but it has components of trying to be kind of pleasing, thought-provoking, evocative, atmospheric, you know. And the funny thing about found sound recordings is that I can often, since I'm a partial musician, I can often construct melodies, you know, where most people wouldn't necessarily hear them. You just hear these weird sounds and they sound like melodies. It's very strange.
It's the sound of life, you know.
It's the sound of life is music, I think, you know. It's our hearts beat in rhythm, and we make this, our voices ought to be musical, you know, go up and down and retard and accelerate and all those things that music does. So yeah, music is a total part of life, whether we're realizing it, you know, all the time or not. And sometimes we realize it more than other times because we're focused on some specific project or topic or point of view, that, and then we lose consciousness of the sound component of our life.